Any of y'all ready to go walking?
Yes, please.
Could I have Dr. Heller, please?
Thank you, sir.
Gorowski, what's that fellow's name?
Gorowski.
I understood Bob Gorowski wanted to go walking again. Walter?
Yes, Mr.
Who should make those 4.5 minute talks tonight besides Heller and Wirtz?
Well, I thought the question was really one of whether you also wanted Dylan to say anything about the balance payments and interest rates. It's not quite as important for this group.
What about Bill Martin?
Well?
You don't stay around here a little bit. I never will get some news. The other afternoon I came back in here at 5:30 and you and George Reed had gone home, had 82 calls, and that stuff was running out of the toilet in there. I went in there and looked. You told me you worked every Saturday. Oh, that's right. You were handling those 3,000 women. She was handling, excuse me, Walter. I was getting oppressed people here. What about
Bill Martin?
I don't believe I asked him. And maybe a little late. He may be a little upset. I asked him the other day, and he's going to New York, and he couldn't come.
Did you ask him to the dinner, or has he been invited?
I asked him to the business dinner the other night.
Yeah, but
I didn't invite him to this one.
You don't think you did?
I don't believe I did.
Well, Jack Valenti was under the impression.
Well,
I call Bess. If he's on the program.
Sure, I'll call Bess, and if he's on the program, we'll ask him to make 4.5 minutes.
All right. Do you want me to follow through and do this?
You wouldn't ask both of them, would you?
Both Dylan and Martin?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I want a little sexy stuff in there. Dylan gets pretty plodding and pretty sleepy-wise, and I'll put him to sleep. I want you fellas to keep him awake.
Well, Bill Wirtz won't put him to sleep.
No, he makes a hell of a good speech, and you do, too. You got a little lightness in there. But I think you've got to talk as tough to him now as you did to business.
Oh, yes.
You've got to say, I said this to business, and I want to repeat it here tonight.
Yeah.
We can make you follow our guidelines. We give them advice, public interest, and I think you know my sympathies and my attitude through the years, but we've got to constantly bear this in mind, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Something like it.
Yeah.
You check Bess, and if Bill Wirtz is not on there, see if Dylan is, and if not, we'll just use Wirtz and Heller.
All right.
We can't have too many speeches, you know.
No, that's absolutely right. And Hodges understands that he did his stint last time,
right.
He's not on this
that's
time.
Right.
And Bill and you have talked about what he's going to talk about.
That's
I
right.
just talked with him.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll follow through for you.
Okay. Now, you know what you're going to talk about.
Well, yes, and I thought that I might.
I tried to tell him I never had it so good if I were you.
That's. I have some figures to show him that go in a little more detail than yours do. I'm not. Obviously, I'm not going to steal your thunder.
No, don't do like Dylan did the other day. He gave me a hell of a speech over here, and then he got up and made it word for word just before I was supposed to speak. Introduced me.
Okay.
And read it. Read from the same damn speech.
No kidding.
That's right.
Well, I've
got a press conference Wednesday, and I'm depending on you to carry the load.
Okay, we'll have something. Right over, Mr.